Welcome to the Index podcast in association with Workspace, where we uncover exciting interior design stories from a workspace point of view with renowned figures of our industry. I'm your host, Shruchita Gupta, the Senior Conference Manager for Index and Workspace, the shows that transform spaces with design, product and technology, coming to you this May. I'd like to introduce Savas with Microsoft in this podcast, who will be covering sustainability and technology in workspace. Welcome, Savas. How have you been doing?
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here. Thanks for the invitation. I'm doing great. Thanks. How about you?
Quite well, actually. Super excited about this podcast, only because the topic is so exciting. But before we start discussing certain elements, I would love for you to introduce yourself, please.
Sure. So my name is Savas Çizmeci. I'm heading the corporate real estate for Microsoft in Middle East, Turkey and Pakistan. And I'm from Turkey, Istanbul, and I'm married. I have a small daughter. I enjoy living in this beautiful city in Dubai for the last 6 years. Yeah, that's mainly about me.
And can you please shed some light on Cornet as well?
Sure, because... sure. That's another exciting volunteering activity I do. So Cornet Global is an organization based out of Atlanta for corporate real estate professionals. And I'm a privileged member of the board for Middle East chapters for the last 1 year. So we are doing many events, many learning opportunities for people in this field. So I strongly recommend people to check it out.
Absolutely. I'm sure after this podcast, they will. Because you are associated with one of the giants globally, Microsoft, can you first please touch base on the transformation that Microsoft has undergone in its operations?
Sure, sure. So yeah, Microsoft has a huge real estate. We have around 35.4 million square foot real estate over the world. We have roughly 160,000 employees, and we have offices in 108 countries. In total, 589 offices. So I look after Middle East portion, as I said, and I'm obviously kind of following the trends, what's happening with hybrid work and so on after the pandemic. And also Microsoft has been quite utilizing hybrid even before pandemic, but now with after the recent changes and workspace transforming, and also people's preferences changing with mm-hmm. working remotely and working from home, we are transforming our workspace. I think that's one good example for that is our recently completed Qatar office, where 55% of the office space is a collaboration space for our clients, partners, and for our employees with meeting rooms, soft seating areas, and so on. And only remaining 45% is the traditional desk setup.
So this just means if you have an employee force of 100, then 45 seats only?
Yeah, so it's the 45% of the space, and it is roughly 50 seats, and we have around 200 employees in Qatar.
That's like one fourth of
exactly, them. Exactly. Wow. Yeah, so this is obviously based on data, so we are designing and building our workspaces based on data, because we see differences in each business groups have different working styles and also in geographically around the world, each country has different preferences. So what we are doing now is we have this Power BI dashboard that helps us to understand how often people come to office, which departments come more often than the others. And with those data, we can do a better planning in terms of our workspaces. And also we are investing into the right field, right area. So we don't invest overly on the desk setup, but we invest on the soft seating for meeting rooms and so on.
Absolutely. The Power BI, which I was lucky to see with you in your beautiful quarters in Dubai, indeed, it's pretty informative, educative, and it gives you such a broad area to actually analyze and understand that what's working well and what's not. And I just want to understand a bit more on the new design guidelines. So as you spoke about the Qatar office, is that something, and is that the way that you're moving ahead when you, you know, term to design your offices, your workspaces?
Exactly. Yeah. So I think before people wouldn't want to share their space, I think in the past, now even our engineering teams, which you would think that they will be sitting on their desk all day long and coding, they are even sharing spaces in some of our offices because they like to work from elsewhere as well, from home or any other places. So it's changing. The how people approach to the workspace has been transforming, and we are adjusting to that. So we are optimizing our workspace. We are optimizing our investments according to people's needs. And data is playing an important role on understanding how they like to work.
So besides data, how is technology actually contributing to these new design guidelines globally or specifically within the UAE, if you may? What else is happening and what else is changing?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we are, you know, working on to give people flexibility. We are trying to give people flexibility around the workspace and how they want to work. So with that, we have technological solutions. Obviously, we have Teams that I'm sure many people of this listening this podcast is using, which allows you to work from anywhere. We have nice avatars in that Teams that you can use. You can have different views, like a theater view and so on. And from workspace perspective, we have an app that we are using at Microsoft, which is called MyHub. I'm sure many companies have apps
their
called
own version of MyHub.
Yeah, exactly. So in this app, you can book desks in the office, or you can book meeting rooms, conference rooms. So it kind of helps people to plan their day. If they want to work from the office, they can book it. If they need a meeting room for their clients or partners or their teams, they can book the meeting room, and it will immediately reflect on the system. It will even send you a meeting invite to book your calendar. So we have that app, which also helps you to understand the cool stuff like what is being served in our cafeteria that day as a lunch.
And this is, I think, the biggest priority. So you get to decide if you want to come into office based on food. Love
exactly,
it.
Exactly. And we are giving free breakfast bites in our offices. So we are also sharing those, like what is being provided that day as a breakfast bite mm-hmm. in the office. So all these cool information is presented on that app, as well as other many HR tools, the taking a time off or making a maintenance request, etc. These are the other options in the app that you can all do from your mobile phone. And in addition to that, we have cool touch screens at our
the navigation touch screens.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So you can book some rooms from there as well, book a seat, and it also kind of navigates you to the meeting room in case you don't know where that meeting room is. It shows you how we can reach there.
I actually really like the idea of booking meeting rooms and understanding, like, you know, in advance which meeting room is available and whatnot. That does save you quite a lot of time from walking all the way and, you know, peeping in, seeing if it's busy, then coming back to your desk. I think that is pretty cool. And again, that's something that only technology can solve. But while we speak of technology, something that did blow away my mind to a certain extent was the amount of sustainability that Microsoft is working towards. A lot of organizations, of course, would like to believe they are sustainable, and I'm sure they are starting, you know, to be more sustainable. But Microsoft is literally at the forefront of it. And I would really like you to talk to me a little more about all the different projects that, you know, as an organization you do. And personally, I do know that you own a Tesla for sustainable reasons and probably personal reasons as well. So, yes. Please.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, so I'm a proud Tesla owner. I'm really enjoying it. Apart from sustainable part, I can tell you that it's a cool car to drive. And I think once you drive an electric car, I think it will be really difficult to go back to an internal combustion engine. Yeah, it's a different experience. So yeah, so sustainability is, as you can see, it's everywhere on yes. deciding on the car that you are driving and so on. So with sustainability actions, we feel that we are responsible as Microsoft, and there are many solutions that Microsoft provides as a sustainability solutions to many companies, many customers of ours. But I will obviously focus on the workspace related elements. Approximately 40% of the carbon footprint is coming from built environment. And as corporate real estate professionals, we feel responsible for carbon footprint of our buildings. And Microsoft has been leading sustainability agenda, within the corporates, recently and even in the past. So with that agenda, we have implemented some projects in our Dubai office. So we have a solar powered biodigester in our building, which helps with circular economy and reducing our carbon footprint. So all the food waste that comes out of our catering provider through our kitchen goes into this biodigester device. And that device helps us to transform it to a fertilizer that we use inside our office and outside our offices in the landscaping. So that's one thing I'm proud to share. And another thing is, as you mentioned, we have EV chargers, electrical vehicle chargers in front of our office that we allow our employees, visitors to use. And hopefully that is bringing our tier three carbon emissions lower. And another thing we have done recently is we installed 200 solar panels at the roof of our building, which is generating roughly 18-20% of our building's electricity needs. So that's reducing our carbon footprint as well. In addition to that, we have a air-to-water device in our office, which generates roughly 30 liters of drinkable water in our customer floor, in the ground floor. And that's a great technology that we are partnering with WaterGen on that area.
It sounds super interesting, by the way. Converting air into water is something that we might have heard before, but I don't think I've ever seen it before Microsoft being implemented actually anywhere else. When we talk about sustainability, from an individual perspective, there's a lot that we think we do, but we actually don't. So it would be quite nice to understand from you, because I believe you are quite sustainable as a person, besides the Tesla.
Right.
But how do you think people can really bring that within their mindset? I mean, from a workspace point, of course, but it all has to start from an individual to make it successful, within a workspace. So what are a few things you can share that people can actually think about, do at a personal level to bring that change at a workspace level as well?
Thanks. Yeah, I think that's very important. So bringing sustainability to each and every area of your life, not only on the corporate real estate or workplace perspective, but everywhere. So you need to start thinking about where do I making a carbon footprint impact to the environment and how I can reduce it. That starts with bringing your own bags to the grocery store. That's also about thinking about how you can reduce your travel time to the office or anywhere else, and how we can save on it in terms of carbon footprints, and maybe even traveling less internationally. So you might need to check if I really need to travel, or can I use Teams to join that call remotely and get it done. So I think it's a mindset from corporate real estate, from workspace perspective. We are using this glass. We got rid of this paper cup, so we are using glass for our needs in the office. Mm-hmm. That's reducing our waste, and we have we have solar panels, but we have also this lighting fixtures that are that's connected to motion sensors. So we are trying in every aspect that how we can reduce our carbon footprint. Another thing I think which there is an improvement in the region is I think we should first measure our carbon footprints. And I think you will see in this Dubai Electricity Water Authority's invoices, they show your carbon footprint based on your yes. electricity and water usage. I think we should do that for our offices as well. First you need to measure to manage it. Mm-hmm. I think in many cases people don't even measure. Let's start with measuring it and then let's improve on reducing that carbon footprint impact. I think that's very key. And there's, of course, I have to touch base on this COP28 that is coming into Dubai
in
November.
Ahead.
Yeah, exactly. That hopefully that will create some awareness and buzz around the country and even around the region, because we know that UAE is very ambitious in terms of sustainability. They are doing great programs. This Dubai Can last year was really big program. So I'm really, you know, happy and excited to be living in this country to see how they invest in sustainable future.
Absolutely, and small initiatives that have gone a long way in our, you know, bring your own bag for shopping.
Exactly.
As you mentioned earlier as well, say no to plastic. From an organization point of view, actually, I'm also really happy to share that my organization, DMG Events, in fact, a few weeks ago, even they launched this initiative where we do not have any disposable or any sort of plastic involved in our
That's
pantries.
Great.
We just have glasses and plates that we wash and reuse. And as an event, as an exhibition, we actually don't print badges anymore.
Oh, that's great.
We push for majority mobile badges, which just shows that our vision is also to be one of the sustainable organizations. How much ever we can really contribute, how much ever we can do, because it always starts with one step at a time. And I think we're all wanting the same outcome for not just ourselves or organization, but also for the world, just to make it a little more better, a longer place to live in and live with. So, Sawaz, do you have any last few words that you would love to share with everyone? Just a thought, just maybe a leaving thought.
Yeah, I mean, so we started with technology and sustainability in the workspaces. I think people in this field will have to consider how I can reduce my impact, and with the use of technology, how we can make it a more optimized use of spaces. So I would like to leave with those two important points, that technology is there to help. There are many other solutions that are coming up. It's great to see how technology is evolving, and obviously which will help with sustainability. But also, I think people need to think in 360 how we can be more sustainable in our operations, in our personal lives, and so on. And I'm trying to do it, as I said, with my Tesla and so on. Personally, hopefully we can leave our next generation a better world in that sense.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sawaz. Such a pleasure having you join
Thank
us.
Thank you. Thanks
and,
for having me.
Have a great day ahead.
Thank you. Bye.